Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me by telephone from his home in the Kalispell area is Dr. Craig Thomas Naylor. He's the composer who has created Big Sky Alive. It's Montana's new music festival. Events happening today and actual public performances tomorrow as well in Helena. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning.
Well, I'd like to start by maybe having you talk a little bit about the genesis of this idea. You've got an event now that happens with open rehearsals today and other events happening this afternoon, performances tomorrow at the state capitol, open rehearsals again, and a concert tomorrow night at the Myrna Loy Center, most of the events at the Myrna Loy Center in Helena. So this idea of pulling Montana composers, people that live in Montana and are creating great works, together for a special concert event, I'm guessing that that's part of the vision, but you tell me where this came from.
It came from a few things. First of all, you know, Eric Funk has the 11th in Grant, which celebrates Montana performers and composers and is open to a wide variety of music. And I wanted to do something that was really focused on the wonderful artists that are producing classical music in the state. In addition to the universities, we have Phil Auberg, we have Matthew Marsalek, we have myself and Eric Funk. There's a variety of people that are producing wonderful music that rarely gets heard around the state. And so I envisioned this festival that would happen every year. Hopefully this is the first of many, that would feature these artists and bring all of them together, all of the composers, all of the Montana-based performers, bring all of them together for master classes, open rehearsals, and then a concert. The idea is to make classical music accessible to people out in the public. Too many times, this concert music gets clouded in mystery. And if people get a chance to hang out with the composers, they see that they're real people. If they get a chance to work with them and study with them briefly and then hear their music, it can be a complete learning experience in addition to an uplifting artistic experience. So a few years ago, I ran this idea by Arnie Fishbaugh over at the Arts Council. She took me right over and introduced me to Ed Noonan, the executive director at the Myrna Loy. And I got through about 2.5 sentences of my pitch, and he said, definitely, let's do this. This is coming together with great support from Ed and the Myrna Loy, and then a lot of individual fundraising. And I'm just really looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting few days.
Well, I was excited to see that you did, in fact, build in lots of time for talk back, for opportunities to visit with the musicians and the composers before and after rehearsals and the concert itself as well. You mentioned my brother Matthew is on the program. Charles Nichols, who was formerly at the University of Montana, is now at Virginia Tech. Other musicians involved include the Cascade String Quartet. You mentioned Philip Auberg. Why don't you run through the program for us and the pieces that have been selected to be performed?
The first piece is my most recent composition. It's called Elder Speak. It's a concerto for trombone. It will feature Phil on piano and the Cascade Quartet and Alan Gemberling on trombone. Alan is originally from Great Falls, and for many years he's been on the faculty at the University of Idaho. I wrote this for this particular group of musicians. Elder Speak gives the trombone the role of the male elder. It fuses all of the music from many of the cultures that the male elder is still an important role model, such as Native American, Arabic, African, African American, and Catholic. It fuses all of those traditions together. And so this piece starts out with Native American sounding summons to a sacred space. It goes into a complex metered Arabic dance. The middle movement features a chant from the ancient Catholic liturgy that isn't used much anymore. It's a chant to enter sacred space, a chant for the Virgin Mary. Then the last movement incorporates African and African American rhythms and motifs, a little bit of gospel, and it's a very uplifting
ending to that piece.
And I understand this is the premiere of that work, is that right?
This is the world premiere of this version. The full wind ensemble version was premiered in October, but this is the premiere of the piano quintet version. After that will be Bells Resound by Charles Nichols. This is for just string quartet. Features a lot of harmonics, bell-like sounds from the strings, a very ethereal, mysterious work that will be a nice contrast to my work. It's a beautiful piece. Finishing the first half is a piece by Lynn Peterson, who is on the faculty at Carroll College, Chicken Scratches on a Turkey Theme for violin and piano, and this is a fantasy on fiddle tunes. It's a wonderful piece, very uplifting, very happy, and quite intriguing. Some wonderful chords, wonderful harmonies. Then we have intermission, sometimes known as halftime. And after that is Matthew Marsalek's innovative work for string quartet and African drums. Matthew wrote this a few years ago. There's a lot of improvisation, both with Matthew and the string ensemble, which is a little bit unusual in classical music. Matthew will be playing dununs and djembe with the string quartet. That will be a wonderful work. After that comes a multimedia work by Charles Nichols that is a video version of a live piece that involves electronic interactive music with spoken word and dance and lighting. This is Sound of Rivers, Stone Drum. Very innovative work. One of the great new aspects of so-called classical music is this electronic music and interactive music where people are creating music with their computer on the spot, oftentimes with film, sometimes with dance. It's one of the most exciting aspects of modern classical music and will be featured every year that Big Sky Live moves forward. Finishing the concert is Piano Quintet No. 1 by Philip Auberg. The first movement is very much Native American inspired. It goes by itself. It goes by itself and carries. The second movement is a fusing of three Charlies, Charlie Parker, Charles Ives, and Charlie Russell. This is going to be an uplifting, jazzy piece. We all know Phil, and it's going to be an exciting, not only performance, but exciting piece for Phil on piano and the Cascade Quartet.
I'm talking with Craig Thomas Naylor today. He's the music director of Big Sky Alive. The new event will be happening today and tomorrow. The festival will conclude tomorrow night with a big public performance. We'll give you details on that in just a moment. So you've put together a program that is all new works, but you describe it as being really accessible. And it sounds like something that's set up to be an introduction to different sounds, but wonderful new creative classical music that I think people would really like.
You know, I agree, and that's one of the purposes of Big Sky Live, is classical music, modern classical music, for 20, 25, 30 years now, has had so many influences. You have people who come from an academic background and write some dissonant stuff, and you're not really going to hear any of that on this concert. But then you have people who've been influenced by country music, by new age music, with jazz, especially in modern music. There's a lot of jazz influence, and also music from around the world. There's a lot of multi-ethnic influence in modern classical music. To be able to hear one of these concerts, people come away and going, you know, this is really cool stuff. Another aspect is that, you know, when a new restaurant opens in town, everybody wants to go and taste the new food. When a new movie comes out, they want to go see the new movie. I'm hoping that we can create the same excitement for new music, that, Big Sky Live is happening. It's all new music. I want to go and hear what the latest stuff being done by Montana musicians is going to sound like. And if they do, I think they're going to be really intrigued and in many cases deeply moved.
The Big Sky Live Music Festival takes place today and tomorrow. The schedule includes an open rehearsal this afternoon beginning at 2 p.m. musicians and composers will interact with the public as well. And then tomorrow, Monday, there's a brief concert in the Rotunda of the State Capitol at noon. And also at noon, Philip Auberg will be giving a masterclass at the Myrna Loy Center. The other musicians involved and composers will be giving masterclasses at 1:30 at the Myrna Loy Center tomorrow, and at 3 o'clock, there'll be an open rehearsal as well. The 7:30 p.m. concert is at the Myrna Loy Center. Admission is $20, and the performers and composers will be available after the concert to visit and answer questions. For more information, contact the Myrna Loy Center at 443-0287. Craig Thomas Naylor, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Michael. It's been a real pleasure. I really appreciate it.